Condo Game 8, Friday night, June 14th, Coors Field. Rockies versus Philadelphia. Final score, Phillies 8, Rockies 7. Another wild game. The Phillies have gotten really hurt by injuries, too. In fact, now that nobody's taken steroids very much, it seems like injuries are up all over the place. The lineup they fielded to start this series was not profound. Guys like Franson and Galvis in the infield instead of Utley and Rollins. Rollins showed up finally in the seventh inning and helped. Quintero instead of Ruiz. And Ryan Howard possibly finished. Roy Halladay possibly finished. This team looked like their sub-500 record fit their personnel. They're going to have to retool. What saved them from the cellar was the maturing of Dominic Brown, suddenly leading the league in homers. Michael Young, happy to play the field again after DHing for Texas, resurrected, and a return to form of left-hander Cliff Lee. Today, young Kendrick, who had been pitching pretty well, had nothing. Cargo, his foot feeling better, had a superstar game again with Tulo out of the lineup. It began with a big left-center field homer in the first inning, and for the rest of the day, he got three more singles and a walk. Perfection. But once again, Rockies starter Nicasio, after starting well, fell apart again, blowing a 7-2 lead this time, giving up three runs in the sixth, with little 215 hitter Galvis hitting two triples in consecutive innings. This long one in the seventh being the key blow. Then the usual parade of the young and foolish Rocky middle relief corps, the clowns, Outman, Scahill. Bring in the clowns! Lopez, they can't hold a fort. With Betancourt hurt, there's only Belial and Ottavino to make a bridge to the closer brothers. And this bridge is often collapsing. The Rockies are playing and acting like a 500 team. Let's hope it doesn't get much worse like it did in 2012.